Genuine Michigan common sense on display every day.
You know, just as an aside here before we get to our next guest, it's clear that it takes a village to blame when you lose a presidential election, because that's how many people you're blaming. It's the whole damn village. Everybody's fault but mine. Easy, Hillary. Breathe. My next guest, Julie Gundlach, Senior Fellow, Independent Women's Forum, talking politics in the classroom today. Julie, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Are you part of that village? Is it your fault? Are you deplorable?
I'm one of the deplorables.
It takes a village to blame.
Indeed.
I mean, good Lord, it's getting to be a small city that she needs to blame. I'm just throwing that out.
You know, I live outside of Washington, D.C., so I'm sort of in the minority here. There's not a lot of like-minded folks around here as far as...
Probably
as far
not.
As
so you live in one of the seven wealthiest counties in America. Is that what you're telling me, Gundlach?
I have the tiniest house.
Oh, please. That's what we're going with? Excuse me. You one percenter, you. Anyhow, listen. So I was reading this story. We were going to talk about politics in the classroom, and then I see this brand new story today. A Georgia teacher tells her students, and it's on tape, of course, because these teachers are idiots, that they can't wear Make America Great t-shirts because it's like wearing a swastika in class. I mean, what the hell is wrong with these people?
Yeah, and look, this is happening all over the country. I wrote an article for Huffington Post just yesterday. It was published, and I detailed a few of these examples. A history teacher likening the Trump administration to the rise of the Nazis. He's a history professor, or he's a history teacher.
And yeah.
You know, he eventually resigned because, you know, he was reprimanded. He eventually resigned because he didn't get an apology. But, of course, he didn't apologize to his students for being such a moron.
Apologize? No, of course not.
And teaching such a historical fallacy.
Just living in Georgia, California is much like living in Nazi Germany in 1939. It's exactly
right,
the same.
Right. I mean, yeah, it's just astonishing to me. I mean, this is a you know, the Democrats, you know, they throw these phrases around. Jemila Hill on ESPN calling the president a white supremacist.
And a whole lot more.
You have absolutely no concept of what they're talking about. I mean, of course, you know, let's not forget FDR, a Democrat. President, you know, rounded up Japanese Americans and put them in internment camps, but nobody talks about that. Nothing like.
Let's go to this.
Not even anything like America under FDR.
I want to point out. Hold on, I want to point out ESPN and how far afield they have gone. ESPN stands for Especially Nutty. No, Especially Nutty. Because Robert Lee, the Asian man, was taken off a football game because he might be confused with a dead Confederate general from 150 years previous. Robert Lee, a little Asian guy, he gets penalized, right? And then this Jemil Hill, who's pretty good at sports, actually, but, you know, the height of white privilege.
Her show is awful.
Well, you know, I mean, she knows a little bit about sports.
She is not a good broadcaster.
All right,
her killing was fabulous, and he gets dismissed.
Right, because he didn't like... Yeah, he didn't. He thought that marriage shouldn't be the way it is, and so he gets fired. But she can call Donald Trump in a total smear campaign. Here's the thing: ESPN is dying.
It is.
It's on. If they did not fire this woman, they didn't even make her issue an apology. She did nothing.
Right. They emboldened
her. To hell with ESPN.
They emboldened her. I mean, look, they are on the Keith Olbermann train.
They are.
I mean, they are just. I agree with you. I mean, especially Nutty. It's really disappointing. And I saw a tweet about the Jemele Hill issue, and someone said, I would like to thank her for reelecting the president, for giving Donald Trump another 4 years. I mean, this is what's happening. People are so... You see the interview... We're all over the place. I'm sorry.
That's all right. Go ahead.
But, you know, you see the interview that's coming out with 60 Minutes, right, with Steve Bannon.
I watched it. It was great.
Yeah, it was, and Steve Bannon at one point says, you know, I don't need to be lectured to by a limousine liberal. I mean, the media has no concept of how they come off to the average American. They really don't. They've really lost touch. Again, it's the whole Charles Murray bubble. This is again the media sort of spinning its wheels, thinking that it's talking to the average American, thinking it's representing the average American, and being as far from the average American as they can get.
Yeah, one time ESPN was a sports network. It used to represent something. And now it's a political network. But here's the other thing, because here's something else that they ought to be mindful of that I wrote about a very long time ago. You probably did as well. But this Colin Kaepernick thing and all these football players kneeling and not. I'm going to tell you right now, The NFL is Donald Trump's crowd for the most part. And if you do not respect the American flag, if you decide that it's time to kneel and disrespect the American flag and ignore the advice of people like George Foreman and others who say, are you out of your mind? Then you're going to kill the NFL.
Well, this is the same thing that plagues Hollywood, right? I don't want to go into it. I don't want to pay $20 to sit down and be lectured to by, some Al Gore type thing. Every disaster movie that came out, was connected to climate change. There's a lecture about war. There's a lecture about women. There's a lecture about this. It's like the social justice warriors have taken over Hollywood, and it's the same thing with sports channels. It's like they can't resist themselves. But again, it's all sort of, I think, rooted in narcissism. I mean, Hollywood stars think we care what they think about politics. Screenwriters and directors and producers think we give. About what they think, and the same with sports broadcasts.
I'm going to give Al Gore a compliment here.
No,
I am not about his inconvenient box office bomb. I'm not going to talk about it, but thankfully he didn't write a postmortem, election book about who to blame and everything else. And he walked away from Florida. He dusted himself off and went and made $400 million. Now he did it by lying to people. But at least he went and made $400 million off the back of climate change. He didn't sit around and bemoan and go on tour to try to blame the whole world. He moved on.
Is it not astonishing watching Hillary Clinton? There was this great piece by, in NRO, and I can't remember who wrote it, talking about how, she still surrounds herself with staffers. She sort of give her briefings, and as if it matters. As if she does anything, as if she has like a position in the government or, a position of importance. And so she just can't let this go.
I'll give you the short list. Let's see. There's Bernie, Trump, James Comey, the Russians, white supremacists, bigots in general, misogynists, deplorables, Bill's bimbos, of course, old Joe, young Joe, plumber Joe, talk radio, fake news, real news, Steve Poles, Steve Gruber. Everybody's to blame except Hillary herself.
That's right. There you go. I mean, that's how this woman has lived her life, though, and that's how, sadly, a lot of liberal politicians, that it's constant deflection, never taking responsibility. It's like single payer, right? I mean, there's no charge for anything. No one. It's just free everything.
It's all free.
Free everything. There's never a cost to this stuff.
Rainbows and unicorns. Hold on. So let's get back to the case at hand just for a moment here.
Yes.
Julie Gunlock here, senior fellow, Independent Women's Forum. So in the classroom, I've educated my children. This is what I would tell parents to do. Educate your kids. If you hear caca flowing from the teacher's mouth in the form of, you can't wear that shirt, Donald Trump is Adolf Hitler and others, come to mom and dad.
Oh, yeah.
Come tell me.
Yeah, but this is the thing. Okay, look, a lot of kids aren't going to tell their parents, right? They're just not going to. They clam up. Honestly, it's like pulling teeth trying to get the details of my kid's day out of them. You have got to ask your kids questions. And not just searching for big controversies like this, but say, hey, how did they deal with the question of, how is the earth heating up? Ask them specific questions. Hey, what are you discussing about family structure? Okay. I mean, these are the things you have to, and also get the curriculum. Sit down, read it. If you have a problem, tell your principal, tell your teacher. The thing is that there is conservatives tend to be quiet and polite, and they don't want to, ruffle feathers. They need to.
We need to start doing that
because there's never going to be change if we keep silent.
Exactly true. Julie Gunlock, senior fellow, Independent Women's Forum, rattling it off. We ought to jump in a bunker when she's shooting that fast. Julie, well done.
Thanks.
Always a pleasure. Back in a moment. I'm up on the tight.